Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Rob Center is back for his daily hard work and service and taking good care of us. And so he's our fabulous producer. I'm Mark Lawrence, always a subpar performer. Matt Catrillo is over in the newsroom, clackety clacking, making sure that everything is up to date. Joe's here too, On the Mark sponsored.
Somehow I feel like I've gotten short shrift over here.
Because you basically carry the
and Joe's
show
here too,
and I'm nothing. You think you should have a fancy introduction?
No, I just, you know.
Do you want me to get out the Post-it note?
No,
all
that's
right,
fine.
I will.
Skip it.
Joe's a super duper guy.
I'm here.
Mayor
that's what counts.
He's shoo-in in tomorrow's election because he's not up for re-election, but he will be in the years ahead. So all of this politicking on the Mark show is going to start to take its toll.
I'm politicking in no way today, although we are probably going to wind up discussing something political at some point during the day.
I would think so. Yeah, we don't talk about the weather. On the Mark is
we could.
Well, we're going to get an inch of snow Sunday or Thursday night, they're saying.
I'm against it.
Okay. Well, Joe's opposed. All right. Well, noted. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. Text Connect system is how we keep you informed about breaking news. You can join the thousands of people who have signed up. You can do so at WKOK.com. You do have to give us your cell phone number so we can send you the text message, but we don't sell that number. We don't use it for anything else. And then what we would do is when there's breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, which is Joe's favorite category, or tornadic weather, or major road closures, we use the Text Connect to tell you. We just send you the two or three word sentence that says someone famous died. And then a link. And so you click on that. And if you don't care about dead celebrities, you don't have to click on that. Or if you're not going on the road that's closed, you don't have to click on it. But if you do need to find out more information, just click on that link. So that's how Text Connect works. We invite you to sign up at WKOK.com. It's part of our outreach to you. So, Joseph, let's see. Where do you want to start?
Marcus.
We got impeachment underway. We got... it's okay to be white on the Susquehanna University campus.
Well, that's an interesting one because I read Dr. Green's statement with a great deal of interest because it says it uses language commonly associated with white supremacy.
This is his message there.
All right. Okay. But does it? I mean, it seems rather innocuous. And again, I don't know the motivation of the people who put it up. Mm-hmm. But if it's just someone saying, gee, it's okay to be white, the same way you might say it's okay to be black or Black Lives Matter, are those things all racist?
I think they are inherently
racist. Do you really?
Racist?
So
yeah,
sure. Black Lives Matter, you believe that's racist?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. No. But I think the...
Oh, okay. White Lives
okay
Matter,
white.
Is that racist? Just out of curiosity, I'm trying to define...
No, I guess not. But the bottom line here is that you have individuals that put up a sign on campus that is part of a typically... Now, this is typically done as like a recruitment. Usually, there's a link at the bottom.
Was there a link at the bottom of these?
No, okay. This is just, you'd have to find out, like, let's just stretch our imaginations here and say that it was put up by a white supremacist group. You'd have to find out where they meet because... there's no indication on there. Usually there's a link to a group at the bottom of them. But on the SU campus, in as much as it is wording that can be used by white supremacists, the big rule violation is you're not allowed to put unsigned notes up on University Avenue.
Well, that's their right, and I completely agree with their right to stop that.
Right.
But
some folks flag them saying, okay, well, listen, if your school is so darn inclusive, what's wrong with the it's okay to be white sign?
I agree. And I look at the sign that he said, where is it? It doesn't include our shared values of inclusion. Are white people not included?
Well,
I mean, you have to be something other than white to be inclusive.
No, I think what he's trying to say there is that they have a set of ideals that involves not doing anything that would help white supremacists. So that is
But how do you know the motive
ideals.
Of the person or the intent
well,
of the person
don't.
Who put
it,
the sign
it's
up?
It's too vague. It was put up in the wrong spot. It was unsigned. So it's really designed to do what we're doing, and that's to prompt a conversation.
Okay.
Maybe to get people a little stirred up, but neither Joe nor I would qualify as stirred up.
Well, I think it's okay to be white. It's okay to be black.
It's okay
to be Hispanic. It's okay to be Native American. It's okay, you know, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, all lives matter. So to say one of those things, it's like the OK sign that someone says now that that's racist.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a guy this morning, there was a big story, and you alluded to it before we went on the air, down in Montgomery County, Maryland, where the county executive has banned the police department from flying the thin blue line flag that they were given.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says it's divisive. And one of the sheriffs they had on from a neighboring county this morning said, well, pretty soon we're not going to have anything left. Everything is going to be divisive, offensive, or hurtful to somebody. And where do we just get a thicker skin and say, okay, I may not like this speech, but it's free speech. Now, normally, if it weren't private property, if it weren't the university, or it was posted at a place where the public has a right in the university to post notices, I would say, you know, they should have let it up.
Right. Well, they also want their signs signed to
well,
say
that's
who
a
put
good
it
point.
Up.
Okay, I agree with that. They have every right to ask that.
So that's, but other than that, or if it was widely known that the club that exists on campus is called It's Okay to Be White, then it would be okay because you'd assume the sign was put up by them.
Well, could we have an It's Okay to Be White club at Susquehanna University? Would they allow, if I were a student there and wanted to start one, would that be considered racist?
It's okay to be white. I don't know. I mean, if you're right in plain sight and you're public about it, and of course, if you want to be inclusive, you could. It could be a meeting of people who are white who are feeling marginalized by the fact that there's so much inclusivity conversation that maybe they're feeling left out. Now, the whole world belongs to white people. So
that's the common view, I gather, on your side of the aisle.
Well, you think white people do not?
White people are vastly outnumbered in the world by other races.
Well, that may be true, but there are more white people than there are of any other color, singularly. I mean, there's more whites than there are Hispanics. There may be collectively more.
I guarantee you there are more Hispanics than there are Caucasians.
Okay. Not in the U.S.
Well, maybe not in the U.S., but in the world. I mean, I think...
Well, that's where our conversation
is. We all need to
happening.
Be respectful of each other. I agree with you in that. I mean, race should not enter into any discussion we
really?
Have with respect.
I don't think you fall on the side of respect when it comes to political correctness.
I don't fall on the side of respect when it comes to political correctness because we need to get a little thicker skin going for us.
Right. People have to be tough. If we're going to call people names, they're going to have to take it. All right. Let's take a quick break while I win that one.
Hey, that's a good one. I got to give you credit for that.
All right. But seriously, folks, weigh
that's
in on
all
this
I'm going to give you.
I don't think there's more than a half an hour conversation related to the It's Okay to Be White signs that popped up at Susquehanna University. If you haven't heard, the signs popped up over the last week, and they were Friday morning. The university said they took them down because the reference, It's Okay to Be White, is typically used by individuals who are white supremacists. But these particular signs were posted right along University Avenue and on 18th Street, which is University territory, and the university doesn't permit unsigned signs in unauthorized areas.
Here's kind of an equivocation. This is from Dr. Green's statement. Our concern is that this action is believed to be associated with indirect recruiting tactics for these malicious organizations. That's about as obscure as it can be. You don't know what that intent, what the intent of that sign was. You've ordered it taken down. I would have just said, while we were not certain what the intent of the poster was, he did post signs unauthorized on campus property, and they have been removed. You know, and it is our policy to require someone to actually say who they are when they put up the sign.
Well, plus 18th Street's not sign lane anyway. It's not.
Well, 18th Street is not the campus.
Well, it is in front of their campus.
No, the street is not. The street's public domain. Public owns the street.
Well, but not on campus. It's the university's campus.
Public owns the street. On the either side, the sidewalks on either side.
Right in the middle of campus.
The right of way.
That street belongs to the public, not the university.
18th Street does. And the sidewalks associated with 18th Street are municipal property.
No, on campus, things that are on campus are belongs to the campus. Like University Avenue belongs to the campus. Well, it's part of their control. I mean, they may not own the macadam, or they might not have to pay to repave it, but it's still their domain to decide what signage gets to go along the road.
Actually, I think it belongs to the township supervisors in Penn Township.
18th Street.
Yes.
All right.
On
well,
one side, it's Sealands Grove. On the other side, it's Penn Township.
Even in the even on campus. Okay. Well, maybe I'm not wording it precisely. It doesn't really matter. What I'm trying to say is that the university controls what happens on 18th Street. They control the sidewalks and the fencing and the ivy and the signage that is permitted there.
Well, suppose
there.
The signs were posted up at Sealands Grove Middle School, intermediate school.
I guess you could probably care less.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. They don't own that sidewalk. They're responsible for maintaining it, just as you might be responsible for maintaining the sidewalk in front of your house.
Sealands Grove might have something to say
about that. It's a public right of way.
Okay.
Now let's take a break.
All right.
And I'll try to educate you on municipal government during the break.
Who actually owns the macadam? Let's talk about that. All right. Yeah, I'm widely versed on this. So my many, many years of borough council, I know a thing or two about street paving. Oh, wait. No, I'm describing you. I'm sorry. I drive on streets. 1-800-795-9565. Yeah, we're talking about It's Okay to Be White on the campus of Susquehanna University. University took the signs down as being in violation of their inclusion policy. So what's your view on that? Call us now. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back. You're listening to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Mark Lawrence. We have a call pending, but we also have something we looked up, and I wonder if they looked this up at Susquehanna University before they took the action they took. It's Okay to Be White is a slogan based on a poster campaign organized on the American Image Board, 4chan's board, POL/ in 2017, as a proof of concept that a harmless message would cause a media backlash. Posters and stickers containing the sentence, "It's okay to be white," were placed in streets in the United States as well as on campuses in the United States, Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom. The slogan was spread by Fox News host Tucker Carlson and racist groups, including neo-Nazis and white supremacists. So the sign was created by somebody just as a test to see if the media would go bananas if it was posted.
Well, it certainly worked. I was all over it. Saturday morning, I was the anchor, so I made sure it was a big deal.
Now, this is from Wikipedia, and I guess they could be wrong, but is that what the sign looked like? It's okay to be white?
I do not know. Oh, okay. I didn't actually see it. And my understanding was SU's sign didn't spell out the word okay. It just had the letters okay. And it had some lowercase letters in it.
I guess I would probably
just
get
reaction,
okay, too.
But my reaction, the WKOK newsroom official reaction, was just to talk about it. And the only reason we did so is because the Susquehanna University president came out with a statement. So.
Right. Well, I agree that, you know, you post a sign on somebody's property and you got a problem. You need to conform to their rules and regulations. I agree with that completely. And if the intent was to promote some kind of racist organization, you would think they would have put more information on there.
How to follow it,
yeah, or directing you to a website or something like that.
This could be an SU kid's test to see how we react.
It might have been. They might have read that same post I just read and said, let's do this here on campus.
It's like a Halloween prank.
And see what happens. It could be.
It's the night after Halloween, so.
But, you know, to say that it doesn't follow with the university's inclusion policy, it almost sounds like, well, our inclusion policy doesn't include white people.
Yeah, we don't want
to. Because it's not okay to be white.
We only want black people. Can you read the text and then we have the call?
Right. Using the famous words of Rodney King, can't we all just get along? Why are people so divisive? Everyone bleeds red. The only difference is the color of the skin. So why do people act like fools and discriminate because of it? A person's character and actions are what matter. If a person is a bad actor, no matter the color of their skin, they should be shunned and removed from society. I think most of us could go along with that. I can.
That's surprisingly wise for Stan.
Well, I think Stan often makes a great deal more sense than you do. And I'm sure he makes more sense than I do.
A lot of people do. And Bobby does, too. Good morning, Bobby. You're on the mark.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. When it comes to, like, putting a sign up on a property, of course, this is, election year, so I'm allowing signs to be put up on my property. And but first they asked me. So maybe in the process that the students or whatever group that I'm going to say created the sign didn't go through the proper channels to do that. And maybe that's what the university is trying to say. And like Joe says, if it's on a public right away, I mean, there's two issues to look at.
Yeah, I'm sure the township has rules about posting signs. On property. I know in Shamokin Dam we have an ordinance against off-premises signage, which means you can't just post a sign about something unless it's on your premises, and then it has to conform to the other rules. But here...
You love rules.
Yeah, I love rules. Well, governments are rules. That's what governments do, isn't it?
Government rules.
No, but I think you make a good point. If someone had gone to the university, Bob, and said, we'd like to put up a sign that says it's okay to be white, the university could have said to them, what's your motivation behind putting up this sign? We'd like to know, are you racist or, no, it's just a sign. We want to put it up.
We're promoting inclusion.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, that's consistent.
We'd like to be included, too. Yeah, we'd like to be included, too. So it's okay to be white.
Yeah, and also, of course, it's a learning institution. So, maybe it comes under that category also.
Education. Well, yeah, they might get a little asterisk, but only on certain campus spaces. 18th Street and University Avenue, as Joe has pointed out, are still municipally owned, and they have to do the paving and so on. That's who owns it. So they control at least what's in their right-of-way. Now, slightly off the right-of-way, there might be some different signage rules, because then you're on the campus.
Well, there would be. Once you get past the right-of-way, you're on your private property.
They can do whatever they want.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd very much like to hear from folks if they wanted to weigh in on this. I believe that's all we have by way of conversation on the sign. So if you wish to weigh in on the It's Okay to Be White, our Facebook most frequently checked off comment on Facebook was, wait, it's not okay to be white?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the implication. You have the sign taken down. If someone had gone around the campus and posted a sign that says, it's okay to be Hispanic. Mm-hmm. Do you think there'd have been an uproar? Do you think it'd have been removed?
Mm.
Would it have been called divisive, or would it be using the language of Hispanic power?
Well, remember, it's an unsigned sign where it doesn't belong.
Right.
So that's,
yes, okay. That's not just the criteria that was used.
I would think a sign that attributes it to whomever put the sign up that said that, I don't think that would be inherently bad.
Yeah, if the sign said, it's okay to be white, brought to you by white supremacists everywhere,
okay.
Then I think you've got a serious issue that needs to be addressed.
I think that violates the inclusion policy.
Yeah, that would violate the inclusion policy.
All right.
And how do you know that a white person put it up?
We don't. I speculate that
We have allies. Allies are out there everywhere.
Well, I think it was. Okay, Joe. Joe has no allies.
LGBTQ. Well, people describe themselves as allies. They're LGBTQ allies. There are, all sorts of allies.
And Joe has no allies.
I've even got a letter once complaining to me about an issue in the borough from the Alley Cat allies. So even alley cats have allies.
Oh, no kidding. Well, and sometimes towns try to control the cats. So trying to herd
Shamokin
cats.
Dam is trying to do.
Well, how do you guys do it? Trap and transfer or something?
Yeah, we participate in PA Pets Trap, Neuter, Release program, and we pay for it, by the way.
Oh, I know. Somebody's got to pay. It's $50 a cat. Right, there's one now. So they're everywhere. As opposed to Northumberland, where we have some cats, but we have mostly squirrels.
Well, maybe there's a squirrel neuter and release program,
no,
too.
No, I don't think so. All right. Let's see. PPL has a squirrel elimination program where they invite the squirrels to bite into their wires.
And they've done that in my backyard a time or two.
That eliminates the squirrels.
They
anyway, we digress.
Across the transformer.
We digress. Let's see. It's okay to be white. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we were.
Yes. So
we have no takers on that at the moment, so we could read the email that came in.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. This was from this is brand new.
It's unsigned, I believe. Or is it signed? Let me see if it's signed. No, it's unsigned. It said, only two sentences of my email were read on Friday, so I guess the writer sent an email in on Friday.
Well, let me explain. We had the chamber group here, and then we did get some good emails, and so we ran out of time, so I wanted to get to the emails, so I did read the crucial, pivotal sentences to the chamber people.
Well, this says, only two sentences of my email were read on Friday. I asked what the Chamber of Commerce was doing for Sunbury and what support they were given to the independent community college in Sunbury. Mr. Garrett's answer was basically nothing. He said what a perfect location Watsontown was for the Luzerne County Community College, which a committee from the Sunbury area had been trying to attract for years. He also said that a CETA-COG office would be opening in downtown Shamokin. The rest of my email stressed the drastic need to revitalize downtown Sunbury. We are the county seat with a strategic location in the center of the Susquehanna Valley and the largest population center. Shamokin, which is technically not even in the Susquehanna Valley, was described as over the hill from Sunbury. Why are they being supported over Sunbury? I would like Mark to have regular reports from SRI, Jody Ocker, and Linda Culver on what concrete steps are being taken to obtain grants like the hundreds of thousands going to Shamokin. A CETA-COG office is needed in our downtown. When is it Sunbury's turn for support?
All right. Well, Shamokin, not part of the Susquehanna Valley, I would beg to differ. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce includes them in their catchment area. I believe they consume the Lower Anthracite Chamber of Commerce, so that's their catchment area. That's why the chamber's involved in that.
Well, yeah, the chamber, and they merged with the
merger, right.
Right, well, that chamber.
They got gobbled up, let's be frank about it. But anyway, the...
Gobbled up?
Yes. So that's that. Yeah, our On the Mark show is a talk show. If you want your letters to get read in their entirety, call the talk show and read them. But we are a talk show. But anyway, so that's Sunbury. Let's see, regular reports. SRI is here probably every 2 months with different initiatives and so on. Jody Ocker has not yet been on, but she will be. She's scheduled. I forget when the date is. Linda Schlegel-Culver declines to come on our show, so she will never be interviewed here until she finally says yes. Let's see. But
you have extended
David
her
Rowe.
Invitations. An open
oh, my
invitation.
Gosh. Okay. Hundreds of times. David Rowe and
have you offended
Fred
her
Keller
as well?
And, probably, but that's neither here nor there. She should come on anyway. I'm sure I offended Fred Keller, but he used to come on every week. So he liked the outreach. He knew he could talk to a lot
so
of
So you
people.
Are an equal opportunity offender.
Well, I suppose that's one way to word it.
Okay.
Some people are, what do you call them, soft-skinned or?
Thin-skinned.
Thin-skinned, yeah, there you go. Some people are thin-skinned. A CETA-COG office is needed in our downtown. Well, that's a fabulous idea. That's a good idea.
Well, what does a CETA-COG office bring to the downtown?
Well, I think familiarity and attention. Shamokin's getting a lot of attention because of their exceedingly bad blight problem. Sunbury has blight problems and is slowly addressing it on their own. I don't know that Sunbury's got a lot of outside help for this, but they have had some over the years. But they are, CETA-COG is really put the microscope on Shamokin with, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in grant money going there.
Well, I think that...
And I think let me finish. Our emailer has a good point. When is it Sunbury's turn for support? I think that's a valid question. Ask your members of council and your mayor what they're doing to make sure that this channeled funding into Shamokin comes to Sunbury, too.
Well, I think Sunbury has taken some very positive steps through Mayor Karlovich and the council working together.
Sure.
I think it's a good example of how Democrats and Republicans can look at a problem and work together to solve it. And I think that's what they've been doing in Sunbury. I give the mayor high marks for having started out a little rocky, but having, you know, learned the ropes. And it's not an easy job to learn. You know, you have to kind of pick it up as you go along. And there are things out there that are available, help aids that are available to you to learn how to be a mayor, how to be a councilman.
Is there a borough council school?
There's the State Mayors Association encompasses mayors from boroughs, townships, and cities of all sizes.
Right, so there's a mayoral school.
Right, we have classes every year
But is there a borough council school?
Yes, the State Association of Boroughs runs several seminars on how to be an effective councilman. I assume the State League of Cities does something similar.
Well, and you have to be forward-thinking, and you have to have a lot of time to get involved in some of these conversations. I do not know how much Shamokin is involved in this, but I know that council members have to be a part of these conversations from the get-go, and or the mayor of Shamokin. So, and not that Sunbury council members aren't doing anything. We know they are. There have been, you know, some progressive elements in Sunbury.
I've often said over the years there have been so many groups that started up trying to do something for Sunbury and then faded away. I mean, there was the Pride and Renaissance Coalition, and they got melded into SRI, did they not? And SRI has been the longest and most successful and continuing in my memory of my time here in Sunbury.
One of our listeners sends me a text and says, tell your good letter writer to outline how he is involved, what he has done for SRI, council, and the Sunbury community. It's easy to point out what other people aren't doing. I'd love to hear what he, and then in parentheses, or she, is doing for / in Sunbury. That's hard to read.
Okay. All right. You keep getting these private messages.
Well, I
maybe you need to put that aluminum foil hat on so they don't come through anymore.
Okay. It came via text.
Okay.
I didn't need my foil hat for this one. All right. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, Pennsylvania. On the Mark is underway. We are going to continue after CBS.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. He is a fabulous co-host. He's just the cat's meow. See? They're all over Shamokin Dam, but they are doing the catch and release over there. So it's an expensive program, but it's well worth it if you're the cat. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. And we want to tell you about Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do as I've done. That's go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. Tell them you got a road trip planned, and they'll do a trip check for you and make sure that your belts and hoses and fluids are good. Plus, they'll check your vehicle. They specialize in all types of services on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for tires. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials. You can build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks at the Quick Lane, and they're a master towing service. They got a car wash, so they got it all going on, you could say, at the Sunbury Motor Company, and they're the sponsor of the On the Mark show. Our toll-free line is open. We've been talking about the It's Okay to Be White signs that popped up on the Susquehanna University campus. We see no more dialogue about that. We have some other emails that relate to the impeachment topic, so we will be more than happy to read those, plus some texts to that end as well, so we'll read those. On the Mark, let's see, toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. A man with a history of drug-related offenses who was found dead Friday morning on Center Street in Danville in an apartment may have died from a drug overdose. Media reports say the Montour County coroner, Scott Lynn, says the man was Thomas Ronnie. He was found about 9:30 a.m. Friday. Media reports say an autopsy conducted Sunday did not reveal a cause of death. Who do registered Democrats in Pennsylvania like in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination? Our correspondent Mark Sims has a new poll.
The Franklin and Marshall College poll finds former Vice President Joe Biden leads the field of Democratic contenders for the party's presidential nomination with a support of 30% of registered Democratic voters in Pennsylvania, followed by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at 18% and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at 12%. FNM pollster Dr. Terry Madonna credits Biden's ties to PA for a strong showing in the poll.
Scranton-born, lived there until he was 10, so a Pennsylvania native. Joe Biden represented the state of Delaware for 36 years in the United States Senate. The Philadelphia media market covered his activities in the Senate extensively.
Pennsylvania's Democratic presidential primary will be held next year on April 28th.
Mark Sims, News Radio, 1070 WKOK.
After 4 years of testing, the Pennsylvania Turnpike says it's going to go ahead with a cashless turnpike. They call it a $129 million project to become completely cashless in 2 years, eliminating hundreds of toll collecting and auditing positions that would get rid of the toll takers and get rid of the toll booths. Turnpike Chief Executive Officer Mark Compton told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette last week that the goal is to have a completely cashless system by fall of 2021. Toll booths will still be at some exit ramps until 2026 to record E-ZPass signals or to photograph license plates so bills can be mailed to drivers. The jobs of the 600 remaining toll collectors and toll auditors will be eliminated, but officials say they will have the opportunity to move into other turnpike jobs or to take classes at the turnpike's expense. It just sounds funny. Imagine taking 600 people and folding them into the already bloated Turnpike Commission. What do they have, like $60 million in debt or something, which is crazy?
Well, they're required to contribute a whopping amount of money to PennDOT every year. So
right. So they
and I think every year for, what, the last 5 years, the rates have gone up?
Who was it? Either Fred Keller or David Rose, one of our good representatives, said the reason they want all that debt is so that PennDOT won't touch them. You know, PennDOT would never acquire them if they have to take over that debt. So that's why they have a big debt load, just to make sure that they're untouchable in terms of purchase.
Well, I thought
or takeover.
The idea of the turnpike was it was supposed to pay for itself.
Yeah, well,
I don't think it was supposed to run up massive debt.
It might in the centuries ahead. It certainly pays for local banking interests. All right, let's see. Two other headlines briefly. Talk about dead celebrities. The controversy about Michael Jackson after the film Leaving Neverland came out has not hurt his bottom line. Forbes magazine says Jackson is still the top earning dead celebrity in the past year with $60 million. Elvis Presley is a distant second with $39 million, followed by Peanuts cartoonist Charles Schulz at $38 million. Golfer Arnold Palmer is fourth with $30 million. Bob Marley is fifth with $20 million, rounding out the top 10. Dr. Seuss, John Lennon, Marilyn Monroe, Prince, and Nipsey Hussle, of all people. And finally...
Well, I'd like to be one of those people and be alive.
You'd like to be a dead celebrity.
I'd like to be alive with a dead celebrity. I'd like to be alive with a dead celebrity's money.
First of all, you're going to have to up your fame a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
That's the first thing. Of course... The next thing would be what? To die.
No, I said I want to be alive, but have that amount of money.
Okay. What to do to die today. All right. Finally.
Do you have a kicker? You're going to read a kicker?
I'm working on it.
I have a kicker here I was going to read.
Oh, well, let's use yours. Mine is only satisfactory.
It's a positive one. It's from the New York Post. It says, have a holly jolly November. Decorating your home for Christmas months before the holiday, even right after Halloween, can make you a happier person, according to a report Friday. Altruism increases in the month of December, and as people start to give more and donate more, it makes them happy, said Moran, the author of 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. Decking the halls early is a spirit booster because it tends to trigger pleasant childhood memories and makes folks feel more social, experts and studies show. When you're putting up decorations, you're thinking of happier times, times with family and friends and family traditions you engaged in, said psychotherapist Amy Moran of ABC News. Thinking of those happy memories stirs up happy feelings. And a dose of holiday nostalgia also encourages giving and do-gooding, which is also a mood enhancer.
Wow.
Who knew?
I know of a number of people who took down their Halloween decorations over the weekend and put up Christmas decorations, skipping whatever decorations you may have for Thanksgiving.
Well, my wife usually decorates early for Christmas, and this, I'm sure, I didn't share this story with her because I had the feeling that she would be up in the attic getting down the Christmas stuff if I had.
She's happy that you spend most of your days and nights at meetings and things.
She is. She always says, don't you have some place to go? Don't you have somewhere to be?
If you ever retire from council, like, you'll be underfoot.
Well, I am most of the time anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, and the people I know that were putting up Christmas decorations yesterday, wreaths and so on, are pretty happy people, I think,
okay,
by most observable
standards. It's good to be happy.
I wonder what the, psychologist would say about that.
Well, the psychologist wrote the story.
I mean,
it's about something he found. Okay.
Other like sort of more deeply into it. What is the trigger for all this happiness? They don't listen to the On the Mark show, I can tell you that.
Well, it says residents who decorate for Christmas but who have few friends on the block may be using the decorations and other cues as a way of communicating their accessibility to neighbors.
Okay.
So if you see somebody who's decorated in advance, you know, maybe they're trying to say, hey, I'm lonely. Would you be my friend?
Oh.
And people with festive homes are seen as more friendly and open.
Right. Well, and people with their porch lights on Halloween are perceived as
worthy. Humbug.
Well, yeah, Joe turned out every single light in the house and made sure that house was
pitch
dark.
No, I was out there handing out candy. I hate to tell you.
Joe even unplugged his nightlights. I don't want anybody to think anybody even lives here. They want the house to look abandoned.
We didn't do that till 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. But you did accept trick-or-treaters?
I always do.
Okay, good. I'm just
sometimes
harassing
I'm there alone, but this year my wife and I split the duties.
Okay.
And we handed out lots of candy to the kids. Well, actually, we didn't hand out candy. My wife doesn't like to hand out candy. We handed out Rice Krispie treats and little cheese balls.
Oh, okay. So pre-wrapped Rice Krispie treats.
But this was the first year I had some kid come up to me and said, trick or treat, and I can't have anything with nuts.
Okay. Well, there you have it. And individuals with autism have a purple. I think it's a purple thing, and so you know, loud
candy
noises
holder
and things. Yeah, so a purple pumpkin that you put the candy in.
Well, there were a lot of nice little kids coming to the door.
Okay.
But they're easily thrown. One of them said trick or treat, and I said, okay, I'll take the trick. He just stared at me.
When we talked about the election reform last week, one of our new listeners, or one of our listeners, he's an old listener, or he's been with us for a while. He's not that old.
But this You're digging a pretty deep hole here, you know that.
One of our listeners, just skip the adjective, one of our listeners says, the new election rules in Pennsylvania are ripe for corruption, said Stan. Another listener, Bob, said disabled people need the mail-in votes. Well, an individual with a disability would have qualified for a conventional absentee ballot before all these things were changed.
Well, I don't know. They're talking about, what, giving 3 or 4 days advance voting?
Mm-hmm.
That seems odd
to
me.
Where you can mail in.
You know, it seems like a certain day to vote. Otherwise, why not let it open year-round? We just keep voting today. Do we keep this person in office, or do we throw them out?
Well, you want it to be after the official ballot period. Otherwise, you could write in people that never make it on the ballot. You don't want that vote to get wasted, because once you cast that ballot,
we've had some Mickey Mouse votes over the years in Shamokin Dam.
You should see the mayor now.
Yeah, right.
All right. Let's see.
Talk about an idiot.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you were thinking it.
When we were talking about the impeachment process, one of our listeners says, it's a big assumption that the leaked testimony is truthful to Chris. It's coming from Shifty Schiff's leaks. Yeah, Schiff, Congressman Schiff, is a true patriot. He's a real American. He's being disparaged by this whole process. Another listener said, good morning. President Trump is also guilty of helping Russia kill Ukrainians. I didn't know that. Okay. Well, good.
I don't think he's been accused of that yet, except by this writer.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's because of all the battles and things. And we have an email that relates to the impeachment. Joe, if you would.
Says the mainstream media is not just twisting facts anymore. When it comes to the Ukraine scandal and what Democrats are doing there, the media is outright lying to you to hide the truth. And we're showing you exactly how. Not only does the left try to dispute DNC operative Alexandria Chalupa and her involvement with Ukrainian officials, but they try to argue that General Prosecutor Shorkin wasn't actively investigating Hunter Biden and Burisma when Joe Biden wanted him fired. But again, we did our own homework, and we have the proof to show you that the media's narrative is completely wrong. And this is a reference to something Glenn Beck did, right? There's
well,
a link attached to it.
That's one of the sources, but this is being sort of widely reported a little bit. Actually, I guess that doesn't make any sense. It's getting a little coverage, but not a lot. And Glenn Beck is one of the reporters.
Is Alexandra Chalupa? I'm not familiar with her. So not only does the left try to dispute DNC operative Alexandra Chalupa and her involvement with Ukraine officials. I'm not familiar with her name.
I think I've heard that particular name.
Surfacing in this investigation, have you?
No.
No, all right.
Glenn's been all something. Over this from all sides, so do not listen to his show, though, live. Listen to it online.
Well, I hate to say this, but Glenn Beck is certainly perhaps the Eastern distributor of conspiracy theories, isn't he?
Well, but that's probably his motive, but he does bring on factual people, or people that are telling the truth, to talk about these important things. Plus, he covers a lot of things nobody else is covering, like this. He's been talking about all this stuff for months and months. He talked about Hunter Biden last year.
Did he?
Being,
well, you seem more familiar with him than I am.
Well, I hear
show?
A little bit of the Glenn Beck show.
Oh, do you?
Probably 10 minutes every day. But he has recurring
And I gather your
themes.
Lovely bride is a fan?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you happen to hear 10 minutes of it?
I
can't imagine
the
you turn it on.
And listen to
oh, okay.
It.
You actually
the
you blaze. Actually make a conscious yep. decision to hear him.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. One of our good listeners says, if you're going to talk about impeachment, let's do some fact-finding. Go ahead.
Says, a high crime is one that can be done only by someone in a unique position of authority, which is political in character. Who does things to circumvent justice? Since 1386, the English Parliament had used the term high crimes and misdemeanors to describe one of the grounds to impeach officials of the crown. Impeachable offenses
well,
are...
Let me stop you there. Of all the things that you know about President Trump, do you, based on that description, something that was done by someone in a unique position of authority, which is political in character, and does things to circumvent justice, has President Trump done that?
Not in my opinion.
I don't think so either. I certainly know that he has committed many other sins, in my view, but... I've always said that I don't think that what he's done is a high crime or a misdemeanor, and maybe this is the proof of it. So,
sins.
Anyway, go ahead.
Boy, you're sitting on a pretty high perch if you're describing people's sins.
Well, I mean, all the bad things he's done as a president.
Okay. Impeachable offenses, treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. The Constitution limits grounds of impeachment to treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. The precise meaning of the phrase high crimes and misdemeanors is not defined in the Constitution itself. Impeachment. If a federal official commits a crime or otherwise acts improperly, the House of Representatives may impeach or formally charge that official. Second, the House of Representatives must pass, by a simple majority of those present and voting, articles of impeachment which constitute the formal allegation or allegations. Upon passage, the defendant has been impeached. Third, the Senate tries the accused. If the official subsequently is convicted in a Senate impeachment trial, he is removed from office. That's pretty standard stuff.
Well, I know, but I think it's probably the first time some people heard about it. All right, well, we are talking about some emails and texts that we have received. Does the next one relate to the impeachment? So does the next one. So does the next one. Okay.
Yes.
So we are sifting through emails that folks have been so kind to send us, and we'll read those on the radio. But we'll take more comers via telephone call, 1-800-795-9565. Do you have anything to say about the impeachment hearings that will be beginning in the months ahead? The U.S. Congress wants to have the impeachment done by the end of the year, and then it'll take a couple months.
No, not the Congress, the House of Representatives.
House of Representatives. Yeah, thank you. Specifically them. 1-800-795-9565. If you have a contribution to our discussion on that topic or our previous topic, which was the It's Okay to Be White sign, call us now. 1-800-795-9565. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. Joe, let's do the email, and then we'll take our good call.
Okay. The email says, I think the bottom line re-Trump being president is his lack of morals and his constant dishonesty. I, for one, am not proud to call this man president. Have we forgotten this is a man who ran a bogus college and, had he not gotten caught, would have bilked thousands of dollars from unsuspecting students? Have we forgot this is a man who paid off porn stars and Playboy bunnies he was having affairs with while being married and a new father? I, for one, want to be able to respect and believe in my president. With this buffoon, a buffoon, is that different than a buffoon? A buffoon. It's impossible to have any respect or to be proud having him as president of the United States.
Right, but is any of that stuff impeachable, we keep asking on this show?
Buffoonery?
Buffoonery.
Buffoonery?
Joe, come on, don't make fun of people. Not everybody's...
No, I just think that's a better word, a buffoon. It sounds like a cross between what's that musical instrument? A buffoon. A bassoon.
A bassoon.
A bassoon and an idiot is a buffoon. An idiotic bassoon player is a buffoon.
A very melodic dummy. Dick, you're on the mark.
Well, this I'm going to comment on the community colleges, but obviously lying to Congress or lying to anybody is in down there is an impeachable offense, as Clinton found out. That said, this is what I wanted to make a comment. I heard your caller talking about Sunbury couldn't get a community college.
Right.
I think that was the gist of what he was saying, and they've tried and tried and tried and tried. And this is about a real, not a bogus college, but a real college in Watsontown. And I'm not telling you that you've always heard the adage that it helps to know someone. Well, the superintendent from the Warrior Run School District went to CSIU as the director, and hence they ended up with a community college in Watsontown. And I'm not telling you that there has to be some connection there. I'm sure they would deny that, but it just seems strange to me that he left Warrior Run, boom, goes to CSIU, which is Warrior Run as part of that school, that CSIU, obviously, and they ended up with the college in Watsontown.
Well, okay.
I mean, it helps to know somebody, or, I mean, they might deny that, but I'm just telling you, it just seems strange to me, and it happened right away, boom.
Well, you know the old adage, it ain't what you know, it's who you know.
That's exactly right. I mean, they probably would never admit that's what happened, but doesn't that sound strange to you?
Well, it could be a coincidence.
I suppose so.
Yeah, I don't want to cast aspersions at people, but...
Well, I'm not trying to do that either. I'm just saying that if somebody, other places have been trying, and they weren't even trying up there. Well, I know that to be true. They weren't trying to get a community college, and there it is.
And I think the owner of, I don't remember his last name, Demos, he calls the show from time to time, has wanted to put a community college of some sort in what used to be the Marlon building in downtown Sunbury. But, you know, that hasn't happened. And it might be a good place for it.
It seems like Sunbury would be an ideal location, obviously, because it's closer to more populated areas with Seals Grove and Northumberland and Sunbury itself, and you know that whole strip down through there than Watsontown is. I mean,
it's certainly more central.
The school in Watsontown isn't a community college, though. It's just a satellite campus. Now
I understand that, but it's a start in one direction, anyhow. It's more than they have in Sunbury. That's my point.
Good point.
Yeah, excellent. Well said. That nails it. Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Goodbye. Thanks.
Appreciate that.
But they do have a college in Sunbury up on North 4th Street, don't they?
Yeah, Lackawanna College right there. Okay. Yeah, they're doing fabulously by all measures.
So if you have them, why do you need a community college?
I think if Lanier Allen were here, she would tell you that there's a lot that a community college can do that a satellite campus can't. The satellite campus offers a number of classes that are, you know, like an accounting class or things, but a community college is more resilient or more agile. It's more tied to area businesses. Like you think of the Williamsport Area Community College was feeding the local factories and like Paulson Wire Rope up in Williamsport and Williamsport Wire Rope. I'm sorry, Paulson was in Sunbury and Williamsport was in there. But they were specifically coming up with training programs that helped to feed those employers. So that's one thing a local community college can do that Lackawanna College would not be interested in doing. Another thing that a local community
Why
college...
Why not if it generated students? In other words, if there was a perceived need
they're
for,
not
for
that
it.
Agile. They offer a specific set of classes that lead you to get a degree. Another thing a community college can do is because the counties are offsetting the tuition is hundreds of dollars compared to thousands of dollars for Lackawanna College or Luzerne County Community College, and, of course, tens of thousands of dollars to go to the other schools around here. So it's all a matter of scale and agility. But if... folks really want to re-explore this, which we just did two Fridays ago, we certainly can bring Lanier back and John Shipman and Bob Zimmerman and all the rest of the really staunch advocates for the community college in Sunbury.
Okay.
Bring them back. All right. Let's see.
We read that one. Okay.
You did read that?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Oh, that's the baffoon. Okay. Sorry. When I sent us here, and I have no idea why. So why don't we get rid of it?
Okay.
It was something.
We're not going to read your own emails.
Oh, this relates to the community college. Well, how lucky are we?
So I attended last year's summit.
I'm sorry. The setup is that one of our listeners texted us while Joe Kentz and
Chuck Steininger
were here last week and asking what's their view on the community college. We haven't heard back from Chuck yet, but in answer to the question, what's your view on a community college, Joe Kentz says this.
Is that from?
Yes.
This is from? Okay. I attended last year's summit and was impressed by what community colleges can do. While I'd be happy to see a community college in Snyder County, I do not feel it is fair for county taxpayers to be forced to pay for the college education of a few residents when they are already burdened with public school taxes. The funding model for a community college does not work. Taking money from all so that a few can get an education for less than most just doesn't seem fair.
And that's Joe Kantz's response.
That's not an unreasonable position, is it?
I don't think it's unreasonable.
Okay.
Well, he's like the taxpayer guru of all history.
Joe watches out for taxpayers.
Right, trying to keep taxes as low as possible. I think folks that advocate for a community college would tell you that it is a form of economic development, but yes, counties have to pay for it. It helps make college even more affordable to individuals in their communities, but you're right, it does cost millions of dollars, and that comes from the sort of the collective Snyder Union Northumberland taxpayer base.
Well, it's like public transportation. You know, it's a great idea, but it has to actually fit a need, and the need has to generate enough revenue to make it profitable.
Well, it doesn't have to generate. I don't think public transportation has to generate enough revenue. For example, River Valley Transportation in Williamsport would tell us that they only operate in the black because they get subsidies and grants. But there's a greater good by having public transportation available in that population center. You know, they're serving Old Lycoming Township and Loyal Sock and Muncie and Williamsport. And so there's the buses are full, you know, during the morning rush hour. So there's a wide range of people who need the buses to get around.
I remember Congressman Marino used to rail against Amtrak and its expenses.
Well, maybe you thought that, there's a difference in scale. You know,
I think Amtrak serves a useful purpose.
Well, and so did River Valley Transportation. So it still does. And they're doing whatever they can do up there in Williamsport to make it as more efficient. But around here, public transportation is so sprawling and spread out, it's not going to be in the black. It's going to need outside subsidies. There won't be enough riders to make a go of it.
Well, then how does go back to Joe Kantz's argument about the cost versus the number of people who use it. You have to make an argument there that the cost-benefit ratio is sustainable.
Well, it would not be sustainable, but it would be
the cost-benefit ratio could be if there is a serious benefit. That's what I'm talking about.
The taxpayer dollars, sure. I mean, if the taxpayers, but the goal would be to make it individuals so that individuals can get around to different jobs and get out.
If they can get jobs and work and pay taxes, that's all to the good.
Right, without expense of owning a vehicle, maybe.
And going back to impeachment, one of our texters says impeachment is a farce. The Democrats have been talking about impeaching Trump before he got the Republican nomination. The sorry lefts just can't abide by the vote of over 60 million Americans and their choice for Trump to be president. What's wrong with the Democrats? We had to endure the corruption of Obama for 8 long years. That nightmare ended on January 20th, 2017.
You might as well read the bottom two. Get rid of that.
Okay. The Obama administration is the one that wouldn't help the Ukraine by selling weapons to them when Russia invaded the Crimea. Obama sent blankets. Useless. Unless those blankets were bulletproof, he was responsible for the Ukrainians dying, not Trump.
All right. Thank you for that. We are alluding to the community college. We're talking about impeachment. It's okay to be white has been a topic of our conversation. We'll take more comers. Give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. If it were ever more obvious that I was subpar, I wouldn't know what day that would be. So now's your time to shut me up and give us a call, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236.
And I'm Joe McGranahan, and I agree with everything Mark just said.
Oh, yeah, how bad I am and how great Joe is immeasurable. I mean, honestly, he just does a fabulous job. He's a good Catholic. He's an elected leader in his community, chair of the CSVT Task Force. He's in the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. He's still on their Judicial Review Committee.
Well, that's the Bar Association, not the State Broadcasters Association.
Oh, okay, the Bar Association.
Getting you mixed up. What you think the broadcasters are trying to pick judges?
I think my overall subpariness is even more evident.
Hey, let's talk about impeachment. We haven't talked about that
in
minutes.
Wait, I'm not done yet.
No.
You can call us now, 1-800-795-9565. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, will be more than happy to answer the phone. You can email us at onthemarket@kok.com. Okay, Joe, what
do you know? The story is the Democrats are primed to pivot to a critical new phase of impeachment, building a public case against President Donald Trump that he abused his power to ensure no-shows by administration witnesses don't blunt their momentum. At that point, the process would shift from a closed-door investigation of Trump's covert Ukrainian policy, there's an editorial comment, into an attempt to convince Americans that he should be removed from office in dramatic televised hearings. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is also expected to start releasing transcript of witness testimony delivered in closed-door depositions as early as this week. The plan prompted Trump to launch what was, even by his own standards, an extraordinary torrent of personal abuse at the California Democrat. House Republicans must have nothing to do with Shifty's rendition of those interviews. He's a proven liar, leaker, and freak who is really the one who should be impeached.
He called Schiff a freak?
Freak. Oh, a proven liar, leaker, and freak.
Who this is the really president of the United States. Okay, that's pretty presidential. Anyway,
well, is he a proven liar, leaker, and freak?
He is a freak. He's a real patriot. He's a stand-up American. Okay. He's really doing a fabulous job with this. I have to give him total credits for it, and which, being an honest American congressman, that it makes him somewhat of a freak, so maybe
also
the term
he, he's
okay.
One of those that didn't get sucked into the vortex and whose brain was fried. He's somehow above all that?
He's not really above it. He's just outstanding.
So,
he's
in other words,
he's exceptional.
In your view, a Democrat whose brain goes to Washington, his brain doesn't get fried. It's just the Republicans whose brains get fried and who get sucked
everybody.
Into the vortex.
Okay. It's everybody.
House Republicans must have nothing to do with Shifty's rendition of those interviews. He's a proven liar, leaker, and freak. He was really the one who should be impeached. At least six executive branch insiders have made it known over the past few days they will ignore subpoenas to testify, but this week could still hold a sting in the tail. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton, a fiery figure who was recently fired by Trump, is due to testify Thursday, though there are doubts over whether or not he will appear. So, Shifty Schiff is a leaker, a fraud, and a
freak,
okay.
He's a liar.
Apparently, he did have quite a Twitter storm over the weekend. Did you see any of his tweets?
Just that one, I think. I didn't see the rest of them. But I do not follow his tweets anymore, only because they're so abundant you really can't keep up. I mean, he sits down and tweets like you and I would sit down and read an article.
I would not want to follow him. My phone would be going off every five
well,
seconds.
You don't have to send him to your phone. You can just look at his feed. Paul, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, you guys are fighting a political battle with today's politics, but you haven't solved the mystery as to who killed Kennedy, and that's over 50 years. So are we going to have this process going on for 50 years, or are we going to resolve it?
Well, I think if it'll be resolved in less time than that, if the president doesn't get reelected, even if he doesn't get impeached.
But yeah, the House says impeachment this year. The Senate should be done within 2 months next year. And
well, they work so few days. I mean, it's probably will drag on.
Well, that's why
years.
They say it really only be about 5 weeks of actual work. But, of course, that takes them 3 months. So,
well, I know, but it's taken over 50 years, and they still haven't found out who killed Kennedy.
Well, if you subscribe to that particular conspiracy theory, then I guess that you have to subscribe to it. Most of the rest of us believe that they did identify who killed him and that he's passed on.
Right, and we've moved on. All right, thank you, Paul. We're going to move on. Frank, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in. Please go right ahead.
Yeah, experienced this during the Iraq invasion. In my youth group, which I was a junior pastor at that time, I had been interviewed for two people who had graduated years prior by the intelligence community of our armed forces and wanted to interview me to the character reference of the two that were applying for top security jobs. I was so impressed that the protocol of our military would interview any person who give a character reference to anyone who is applying for a position in these security systems. And I don't know if it's a master sergeant. I don't remember the ranking, but fully decorated came to my workplace in one of my offices and interviewed me concerning this was two different situations, too, that I was contacted. And they also did a background check on me personally, the intelligence community. I find that incredibly substantial in when it comes to the relevancy of the interviews of the people who were the whistleblowers. They're in a security position that they have to call out if they find something that is not that could be a security risk or not country first or party first. So this is fascinating to me, what's going on. You know, they are decorated security people being interviewed in this in these hearings that are going to be credible, because I know the credible level of these two individuals that I had given recommendations for to serve in our military and security. So I can't blow it away as a Republican-Democrat position. You can't, unless you personally experience something like I did, you would realize that there is an intelligence system. What I do find is that when the President of the United States is not trusting his own CIA, FBI, and downgrading it and trusting another intelligence company, military intelligence outside of this country, I find that extremely questionable and disturbing. I just want to say that, you know, there may be people who call in here who have not served in the military at all. It's not about a Democrat military or a Republican military service person. They're serving the country, and that's not to be identified as a party. And I did see the situation. I couldn't imagine how long it took President Trump to go visit our troops, because he kept putting that off and putting that off. I think it finally got to someone had to tell him, you know, you need to do this as, you know, the commander-in-chief of our military. But I don't find him, you know, discussing and honoring, you know, our service people. And, you know, I applaud that people of the military and the whistleblowers did call out what they thought would have been a questionable conversation. I just have found that, you know, listening carefully, I'm not a fan of the impeachment, but, you know, it's a learning course. You were just talking about there are certain programs that a council person or a future political, whether it's a mayor or a commissioner, may go to it, attend, find out what they're going to do and how the protocol is going to be for being a public servant.
All right. So you have confidence in this system. Well, and I think if you focus on that and then you recognize that most Republicans are really arguing about what you know, the whistleblower's motive or the process that the House of Representatives chose, you know, the closed door process, you know, claiming that that's a false thing, rather than addressing the real issue, whether it's an impeachable offense or not. You know, focus. If you've committed the crime, well, then please focus on the process instead. Try to get off on a technicality. All right. Thank you so much, Frank. Really appreciate the call. Chris, last caller before a quick break. Go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Yeah. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning,
Did
sir.
Did you enjoy the show on Saturday?
Oh, we were at Bucknell University for the Frankenstein performance, which was sort of a live, silent film performance kind of thing, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. I liked it okay.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good, too. A little, it dragged a little bit, but not much, and I really enjoyed the music as well. But in any case, about Trump, there's another new line of inquiry that you might not have heard about, that Trump had done this once before with Ukraine. He apparently, when they first were doing the Javelin missiles, that Trump had given to Ukraine in 2017, he apparently demanded something from them, which they complied with. And what he wanted was for them to stop cooperating with the Mueller investigation. And he had the investigation that they were doing transferred to a politically controlled prosecutor who would bury it, which they did.
Haven't heard of this.
They stopped cooperating with Mueller, which he wanted.
Why wasn't that released? I didn't hear anything about that.
Well, it just came out on Friday, the news about that.
And where did it come out? Where did it come out, Chris?
Pretty much part and parcel with what's going on, what Trump, he got away with it once, so he tried it a second time.
Well, you're assuming that everything that's been, that you've seen, that the rest of us haven't, is true.
I'm assuming there's some evidence to that, and it will be investigated by the committee. It's one of the things that got leaked out.
What's the evidence?
Well, we'll see.
Well, you said there was some evidence.
They have testimony from people that that this happened. We'll see whether they get the confirming details and papers and things like that. But it's pretty much how Trump operated everything his whole life, so it's pretty consistent. And all those people who are interested, who are so upset that about being called deplorable, Trump's called, basically, I think you might fall under this category since you don't, you have some criticism of Trump, that they are human scum. And somehow that doesn't bother the people who found Hillary's comments so distasteful. I find kind of interesting, too.
All right, you got 30 seconds left. Go right ahead and finish up.
Well, and there's so many things you can impeach Trump for. The list is almost endless. The emoluments calling the emoluments clause the phony emoluments clause.
Well, I think when he specifically meant
that. There's nothing phony about it at all.
Well, no, he knows.
Right there in the Constitution, that's like calling the Constitution phony.
Chris, he knows that the clause is really was saying that the accusation was phony.
He didn't say that.
Well, no, he didn't word it that way. You're right.
Clause.
Right, but that what he meant was that the accusation was fake. All right, we got to hit the road.
What's fake about it? What's possibly fake about it?
Well, people are saying that he is enriching himself from foreign powers while in office, and he would simply say that's not true.
Well, that's true, because he didn't invest of his...
his view is that it's a phony accusation, that's all. All right, Chris, we got to skedoodle. He got to hit a break, and we got a caller waiting. But thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Take care, Chris.
We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Well, that on the mark sounds like a good show. Yeah, we ought to listen to that someday.
Rob's just looking down over his glasses. Whatever. All right.
Somebody messed up with that one.
Somebody let us. Yeah, okay. I messed up by hand. Thank you. Rob is there.
All right. We got Mike from Bloomsburg on the line.
Oh, okay.
We're going to take Mike. He's been waiting patiently. Mike, you're on the mark.
Yeah, good morning. Right now, my feelings are that the United States is in the initial phases of a civil war. And right now that war doesn't consist of any, you know, bullets flying or anything like that. But in these past conflicts, worldwide conflicts, you know, with the Americans and our adversaries, they would drop leaflets down on the people saying, you know, your country, you know, you should surrender now or whatever. In my mind, what's happening with the media
And what's happening with the Democrats and the way the Democrats are handling this impeachment process, it's almost like they're dropping these leaflets, you know, bit by bit, news story by news story, word by word, to wear down the citizens of the United States to submit to the Democrats in the next election. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be an apologist for Donald Trump. I believe Donald Trump isn't helping his cause with a lot of the things he says and the way he tweets and things like that. But I just can't help but think that there's a coordinated effort between the Democrats and the mainstream media, for the most part, that are just constantly bombarding people with anti-Trump negative things, with the underlying idea that if we just get rid of Trump, it doesn't matter if we can get rid of him by impeachment or if we, you know, ultimately vote him out, if we just get rid of him, all of this insanity will go away. And I think that's their real strategy.
Yeah, interesting point.
Well, then you would appreciate this. One of our listeners says, all closed-door transcripts should be released or none should be released. Democrats should not be allowed to censor what we hear and learn. It's bad enough the rule changes the Democrats voted for will limit cross-examination of witnesses and bringing of rebuttal witnesses. I predict the U.S. Supreme Court will throw all of this out shortly, says Mike. So,
you know, that's a wonderful thing for someone to say that. I honestly believe that myself. And not to criticize your previous caller, Frank, he had a lot of interesting things to say and, you know, basically testified for our military and our intelligence agencies. But the one thing that really gnaws at me right from the very beginning, when back in 2016, when the Democrats said they were hacked by the Russians, well, that information came out by a Democratic vendor, I guess it's called CrowdStrike, and the Democrats refused to turn their servers over to our intelligence agencies and our FBI. And to me, if they're refusing to cooperate with these agencies that, you know, Frank say is so great, it almost implies to me that the Democrats were trying to hide something. So to me, this whole thing stinks from the very beginning back in 2016. And I really think that, I don't know if I'm going to be around long enough to see the history, you know, the truth come out in history, but I think we're going to find out that the idea that the Democrats and the deep state conspired against Trump starting, you know, before the election and has continued even up to this point, I think we're going to find out about that it is going to be true. And by then, you know, there's going to be a lot of water under the bridge. But I honestly don't know how it's going to turn out. But I really honestly say I'm deeply concerned that this nonviolent civil war that's taking place right now, in my mind, could erupt into some real violence.
Interesting point, Mike. I hope you're wrong, but thanks for calling. We appreciate your call. Are we done? I thought I heard the music going on.
This is WDK, okay, Sunbury.